State Representative Alma Adams of Greensboro won her party's nomination for the 12th Congressional District seat. She carried 43% of the vote, which put her above the 40% needed to avoid a runoff in the crowded Democratic primary. We'll hear a report from WFAE's Tasneem Shama in a moment. First, WFAE's Duncan McFadden has this report from Greensboro.
The atmosphere last night was jubilant at a Greensboro restaurant as dozens of supporters waited for Adams. At just after 9 o'clock, she walked in, smiling broadly. Adams, a retired educator, has the most political experience of the six Democrats who ran to replace former Congressman Mel Watt. She served in the state House for more than two decades, and before that on the Greensboro City Council and the Guilford County School Board. At 67, Adams was also the oldest candidate.
We did it. We did it. You know, together we did what they said couldn't be done. We got over 40% in this primary vote. I am so proud of you.
One of her supporters, Guilford County Commissioner Carolyn Coleman, says she's relieved that the race will not go to a runoff.
For all of us who worked, that means we don't have to go into another election, so to speak. So we're excited about that.
Adams faces Republican Vince Coakley in the general election. Coakley defeated Leon Threed in the Republican primary by winning 78% of the vote. But Adams has a clear advantage. The 12th is a majority-minority district. Both President Obama and then-Congressman Watt won in 2012 with nearly 80% of the vote. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Greensboro.
And I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte. While Adams was claiming victory in Greensboro, in Charlotte, volunteers with Malcolm Graham's campaign were confused. She was in the lead, but all of the votes in Mecklenburg County hadn't been counted yet. So more than an hour and a half after she claimed victory, Graham delivered a sort of concession speech.
Ms. Adams will probably be the leading vote-getter tonight and win the race tonight. But we'll see tomorrow morning whether or not she wins by 40% when the rest of the ballots come in from Mecklenburg County.
By the end of the night, nearly all precincts reported their results, showing Adams had indeed won the race. Graham won about 24% of the total vote. He faced tough competition from fellow Charlotte residents. George Battle won 12.5% of the vote. Marcus Brandon won 8%, and Curtis Osborne 5%. Former Charlotte City Councilman James Smudgy Mitchell also grabbed 5%, and he wasn't even in the running. His name was on the ballot, but he dropped out of the race a few weeks ago because he couldn't raise enough money. Voter turnout was relatively low. Only 16% of eligible voters participated in this election. Low turnout, plus the Charlotte vote being split among so many candidates, is what Walter Taylor, a volunteer with the Graham campaign, believes led to his candidate's loss.
Everybody didn't get out and vote. A lot of them don't know about the middle primaries to vote for congressmen and senators and stuff like that. We just have to try harder the next time to get the people out to vote.
Some of the few voters who did show up at the polls in Charlotte say they were overwhelmed by the number of qualified candidates. Anton Shaw voted for Curtis Osborne at the Oasis Shrine Temple in the university area.
I went to the three debates and listened to the candidates for the congressional seat, and they all came across to me very qualified, and it was hard for me to make a decision until the day I actually voted.
Rajiv Patel of Winston-Salem, the former mayor of East Spencer, rounded out the race with just a little over 1% of the total vote. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.